All right. With that, we bring in, he made that announcement today, Steve Kuehner joins us, who's the CEO of Little League Baseball. Steve, welcome back. It is always a pleasure. Great to hear from you.
Hey, Steve. Well, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to join you.
Okay, so you've made some decisions as to what to do, but I want to ask, the governor today relaxing guidance on May 31st, and if 70% of the population is vaccinated, no masks in the state whenever that threshold is reached. Has that changed what you announced in any way yesterday?
No, it hasn't. Steve, one of the things that I think everyone needs to keep in mind when they're thinking about the Little League Baseball World Series is that our primary responsibility is to be attentive and mindful of the health and welfare of the kids who are 12 years old and younger. And it's very unlikely that any of them will be vaccinated by the time we get to the Little League World Series at Williamsport or even our regional tournaments at our various regional locations. So we're probably going to act out of an abundance of caution to, you know, try to effectively operate all of our tournament events at that 12 and under age group and do so with limiting any as much exposure as possible for the kids who are participating. That's really our goal, to get through the end of August.
All right, so now to do this, you want to make this a 16-team American tournament. So what will be the rules of, quote, engagement in terms of what coaches have to do, what you would like to see from players, and also parents?
Yeah, we actually worked with an organization out of Denver, Colorado. It's called the National Jewish Health. They have put together essentially a business that has provided consulting services to help colleges and universities reopen, and along with some youth-based summer camp programs. We're probably more comparable to a summer camp program than we are a college or a university.
Right.
But what we will do is the plan that we have developed will require a very comprehensive testing protocol, which will require the players to be tested 72 hours before they arrive at either our regional site or then again to the World Series site. Again, with negative test results, they'll be tested again when they get on site, and then they will be isolated or quarantined as a group until we can get the results of those tests back. And once we have those, then they'll probably be a little more free to move around. And then they'll be tested on a regular cadence throughout the duration of the tournament. That's the kids. The coaches can do one of two things. If they have documentation to verify that they're fully vaccinated, then that's fine. That's all they need to do. If they're not, then they will be subjected to the same testing protocols as the players.
Okay. What about now? Do the parents of the players have to show anything to be there to watch?
No. We thought that was probably something we'd have a hard time controlling, verifying. So that's why we're going to put a limit, and we don't know the number yet, but we will probably within the next few weeks, I would assume. We're going to put a limit on the number of, let's call it, people associated with each team who will be permitted to attend. Primarily, they'll be family members. We didn't think there was any way we could justify putting on this tournament without allowing families to be part of it. And so, you know, whatever that number will be based on, you know, 13, 14 players on a team and a certain number of family members, and then probably some people, you know, that are from the communities where those teams come from that will be able to come in. And there'll be designated areas for them to sit. There'll be designated areas for them to enter the complex and the stadiums. And so we'll try to keep them somewhat grouped together away, but they'll actually be isolated. I say isolated. They will be removed from having any real connection to the kids while they're on our complex. And you know, some people might think, well, that's a little cruel for the parents not to be able to interact with their kids. Well, we thought about that, and we actually engaged some mental health and emotional wellness experts to help us with that. And we're going to come up with a number of different ways through, as most people won't be surprised to hear, kind of the virtual digital technology that will allow for Zoom sessions with teams and their parents on a pretty frequent basis during the event. But what we did also is we did a survey of a large number of families in our Little League program on a very wide geographic range, and we presented them with what would sound like a pretty confined, restricted regional tournament or World Series site, meaning you're going to be somewhat isolated, not allowed to go off the site, blah, 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 all those things. Would you still want your child to experience this? And it was interesting that about 85 to 87% of the people we interviewed said, look, these kids have been through so much that, you know, as long as you're putting in, safety measures and protocols to try to keep them, you know, safe as much as you can, we think you should go forward with it. There were a small number who said they didn't think we should do it at all, but in the vast minority. So anyway, sorry, that's a long-winded answer to your question about whether people coming to watch the events will have to be vaccinated or anything like that. But that's where we are right now.
Well, the grandfather's already been to a couple of T-ball games this year, and has already been to a couple of 9-10-year-old games this year. I obviously know families are there. Now, will these rules go into effect, Steve, when the tournament begins, or is each Little League allowed to make its own rules? But then, what stage do your rules go into effect? Williamsport or earlier?
What I just outlined for you is a portion of the framework for the mitigation plan. It goes into effect for any team that wins a state championship and advances to one of our regional tournaments.
Gotcha. Like Bristol or someplace like that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. And what we're preparing right now is we are providing all of our local community leagues with guidelines that pretty much say you can operate, your district tournament, your section, your state tournament. You have to do that under whatever your state's public health officials are requiring of you. Some states are, far more relaxed than others. But whatever the state's requirements are, or what our leagues must follow. But once they leave their state and participate in our regional tournaments, then they will all of the mitigation requirements that we're incorporating will have to be complied with to participate.
And this is also goes for the softball tournament that eventually goes to Greenville, North Carolina, correct?
Absolutely. Just a parallel plan as well. That's correct.
Okay. The participation, I will say this, the kids, it's been fun watching them out there. They're having a great time with it. How refreshing is it when you've talked to little leagues that they're just back at least doing something, even with the restrictions is the wrong word, but you know what I mean?
No, absolutely. It's very refreshing. We're charting some data. Last year in 2020, when the pandemic was at its height in the spring and going in, close to the summer months, we have about 5,700 affiliated programs in the United States. Our best estimate, we don't have it right down to the last number, but our best estimate is that about 3,700 of those leagues did not operate last year. So we're already at about 96% of our leagues that are in some form of activity. Some haven't started playing yet. Some are going to be playing very soon, but essentially 96% of the leagues that we had in 2019 are back up and running in some form right now.
The 11 and 12 year olds are the reason that we all love this, but the volunteers are part of the heartbeat that makes this work, and you'd be the first to praise every single volunteer that's ever come through the gate to help you work in the Little League World Series. So what will they have to do? What will they have to do to be a part of this to make it work on your end again as a volunteer? I don't care whether you're a PA announcer or you're working a concession stand.
Yep. No, again, another good question. We're actually working on a number of operational plans right now because with the fewer people being on site, those types of things, we're probably not going to need the full-scale operation that we would traditionally have in August. We're working right now with our security operations on, getting in and out of the stadium, traffic control, parking, all those things that, as you know from your many years with Penn State football, it's not just playing the game on the field, right? It's everything else that goes with it. So what we are going to do is that any volunteer who is coming on site to work with us, to even though they're volunteers and God bless them, we need them, any volunteer who will be coming on site here to work with us, whether it's a public address announcer, a scorekeeper, an umpire, working in the concession stands, on the grounds crew, whatever it might be, they will be required to have a vaccination documentation to do that. And again, if they choose not to get vaccinated, which is certainly their right, and they have the right to, then they just won't be able to volunteer this year for the World Series. And, we'll have to reevaluate everything as we get closer to 2022 and see what the requirements are. But for this year, there will be a vaccination requirement for anyone, as well as all of our employees. So our employees and our staff, a requirement to be on site during the tournaments will be to be fully vaccinated.
ESPN has been a great television partner for you. I mean, not good. They've been a great television partner for you. What's your communication with them been like throughout this process, and have they said to you what they want to do? Because Tim Kirchen told us that for Major League Baseball, they're aiming for early July to have people out on site again. What have they told you?
Yeah, we haven't confirmed a lot of the production plans yet for the summer, because they've been kind of waiting to, understand what we're going to do and what we can't do. But they have shared with us that they've learned an awful lot about, doing remote broadcast when they were forced to do it, and that, they obviously, I think, see a cost savings from that. So it wouldn't surprise me at all that some part of the coverage of our event will be done perhaps with remote broadcast. But they haven't confirmed that yet. But I won't be surprised if that's a part of it. They're very supportive of us. I had a call with them on Friday after our board of directors met to finally approve give final approval to the recommendations of our pandemic advisory commission. And I called them to share with them what we were going to be announcing on Monday, and they were very pleased. They're very happy that we're going to have a 16-team tournament with, in this case, all U.S. teams. They obviously would probably prefer to have international teams here, because I think that's what gives the elements or gives the event a lot of its appeal and charm, is the fact that you've got kids from Japan and Korea and Canada and Latin America and Europe all playing with the kids from the U.S. So I think a one-year hiatus with 16 U.S. teams is fine, but I think they would probably prefer us to get back to the more traditional World Series as soon as we can, which we hope is 2022.
Finally, Steve, for you personally, what is the emotion of this? Is it happiness it's going to happen, joy it's going to happen, still a bit concerned, or relief?
Well, Steve, in all honesty, there's mixed emotions, because number one, very happy and very pleased for the kids who are at that sort of magical 12-year-old season in Little League. I mean, anyone who's played Little League understands that 12-year-old season is one that you remember the rest of your life. You might make the All-Star team, and maybe the last year some kids play baseball or softball. So very happy that those kids are not going to have the tournament season taken away from them like the 12-year-olds did last year. So really, really happy for those kids that they'll at least be able to dream about ending their summer in Williamsport or Greenville, even though only a few of them will. But they'll be able to dream about it. They'll be able to aspire to it. But really disappointed that we can't conduct the teenage division levels of our baseball and softball program through regionals and World Series. And the reason for that, and we've had some people that are disappointed and angry with us about that decision, but the reason we can't do it is that we just think it would be really unfair of us to expect or to ask volunteer regional tournament sites that are operated strictly by a handful of volunteer people to try to incorporate the plan that we're going to have to incorporate at our Little League Baseball and Softball Regional and World Series events. It's just so complex and complicated that we just don't believe it would be even fair to ask them to do it. So we made the difficult decision to end those tournaments at the state level this year. And so that's where I say mixed feelings, because I'm really disappointed that those kids won't have another summer of regional World Series play. But hopefully we'll get them back on the field next year, too.
Well, I'm thrilled for you that this is going to happen. I think it's great for the area it's going to happen, and it shows another incredible step forward that I think everybody appreciates very much. Steve, you and your board have done a great job so far of negotiating this, and it's greatly appreciated by everybody.
Well, thank you, Steve. We have 4 months to get through, and I think we'll all breathe a little easier, you know, when we get to the 1st of September. But I think we have a good plan. We've got a terrific staff, really competent people that are going to be handling this for us. So I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll have a great summer and two great World Series events.
Absolutely. Steve, thank you so much, as always. It's always a great pleasure to have you with us.
Anytime, Steve. Best to you, okay?